All right, Rick, how dare those little squirrels chew through your bucket to get food? Yeah, they're pretty ingenious, I'll tell you. I watched one video, and we tried it, where somebody put a slinky on the pole, and they would get up there, and they'd climb up. Of course, the slinky would pull down, and they couldn't climb the pole to get up it, but they still managed to get up, and they hung onto the slinky and pulled themselves up to get to the food. We've tried about everything. But now we feed the birds year-round. We have bird houses out back around the garden, so the finches and the sparrows and things come in every year. We've changed them up last year in the fall, so we'll see what we get this year. We had the houses spread out on each post around the garden fence, and now we've kind of combined them into communities, so each post has two or three houses on it and a few spread out. But we put out suet cakes and other things to draw the birds in, and we put out stuff for the bees to come in, white plants, the flowers to try and pollinate the garden and everything else. So our issue is we still get, but they haven't been bothersome. We put cat food out at night and water for the stray cats that are around. And we still get our possum that comes. Usually once a week or so, and we get a raccoon or two that comes by, have their dinner, and off they wander, and we don't see them again. So it comes in streaks. They'll be there for a day or two, and then we won't see them for a month. But that's the way it is. So we feed the neighborhood at least. Everybody's getting something for the winter to try and stay alive to do what they do best. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.